for your signature.
In a valley below the Rumataka Mountains, the electorate of New Zealand's new Prime Minister, or Chippy, as he's known here. In Upper Hutt's High Street, signs of the challenges confronting him. Failed businesses, stagnant consumer demand, and a feeling that New Zealand has become a less equal society.
Helping what they class as middle-income people, because we seem to be struggling more than the lower and higher-income people. We don't get much help at all whatsoever.
Chris Hipkins is in the news because of the woman he's replacing. Jacinda Ardern's last public engagement as Prime Minister, testament to what's been a friendly, albeit swift, transfer of power.
When Jacinda Ardern became Prime Minister, her popularity was undeniable, but her ratings slid on a backlash against COVID-19 restrictions, increased food costs, rising mortgages, concerns over crime.
And people wanted someone to blame.
Yes, I think she did an absolute fabulous job over the COVID and the shootings and all that sort of thing, but she's just lost her mojo towards the end.
I know what this job takes, and I know that I no longer have enough in the tank to do it justice.
Last Thursday's announcement was one that few saw coming. An unusual acknowledgement from a world leader that she was burnt out. Vicious abuse. On the streets and online, raised concerns over her safety. She's received death threats, and so's her child. Her replacement has called the abuse abhorrent. The next election will be in less than 9 months, which means Hipkins may not be in the job long, especially as opinion polls show Labour now training the Conservative opposition. Ardern is leaving office at a time of her choosing, although she'll remain an MP for 3 more months. And at 42, she still has plenty of time to ponder a new career and the one she's left.
Thank you from the bottom of my heart for the greatest privilege of my life.
Adrian Brown, Al Jazeera, Wellington.